did Nikki Haley win her home state in the primary? Spoiler alert, not. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshawn Blyden here. It was a joy yesterday, Sunday at church, where I was sitting at the table. In our church, we have, after the sermon, we have what we call coffee hour. And so it was a joy. I was sitting down with my friend there, and some ladies were sitting across from me. And the conversation was, let's just say, pro-Trump. Was not. So I definitely chimed in. I said, make him MAGA. I said, MAGA here. And it led to a long conversation. We enjoyed a very long, healthy conversation. That was great. That was a great conversation. But anyway, leave a like, share, and subscribe. Again, I gave a spoiler alert. Of course, Nikki Haley didn't win her home state in the primary. Who in their right mind thought that she was going to win? And if anyone was paying attention, I know polls are a lot of times are not accurate, especially when it comes to the general election. But yeah, if you were paying attention to the polls, you'd know that this fool was not going to win. So Trump curb stomps Nikki Haley, or I like to call her Nikki Fails Me, in her home state. I don't know if she's in the race at all. Let me put my headphones on because I want to listen to some sound bites here. I think some of these sound bites will be very, very cool to listen to. Let me just turn the microphone this way. Sorry for the noise there. Okay, so Republican frontrunner Donald J. Trump clobbered his lone remaining rival, Nikki Haley, Nikki Fails Me, in the South Carolina primary on Saturday, and is heading into Super Tuesday with a full head of steam. The drubbing was so thorough that the race was called for the former president within moments of the polls closing. It's true. Benny, one of the YouTube shows I like to watch. I don't remember the rest of his name, Benny, but he was playing a clip where a minute after the Fox News contributors introduced themselves, they had to call the race, which I found was really hilarious. But anyway, after the dropping, as I said, the former president, within moments of the polls closing, a major embarrassment for the state's former governor that could have been even worse if not for the open primaries that allowed for Haley's vote total to be inflated by Democrats. It's true. That should not be allowed. It's just insane. But anyway, Simone Atiba says CNN seems heartbroken after Donald Trump decimates Nikki Haley in her home state of Carolina. Let's see if we can play a little bit of this. CNN.
Right now, we can make a major projection. CNN projects that Donald Trump will win the South Carolina Republican primary, defeating former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley in her home state and securing his fourth major early victory in the GOP primary season. The former president taking another critical step toward winning his third Republican presidential nomination and continuing his dominance over the race ahead of the all-important and delegate-rich Super Tuesday contests just 10 days from now.
Okay, so there you go. Whatever his name, I don't watch CNN. I don't know what his name was. It doesn't matter. There was never really any doubt that Trump would take South Carolina, with the only question being what the final margin would be, and the state remains a stronghold for him, where he enjoys deep support among the locals. This is a little sooner than we anticipated, Trump said on a quick announcement of his big win during a victory party at the South Carolina State Fairgrounds in Columbia. An even bigger win than we anticipated. I was just informed that we got double the number of the votes. That's another thing. They made history in South Carolina. Double the number of votes that has ever been received in the great state of South Carolina. Let's see if we can listen to a little bit of this.
Thank you very much. Wow. That is really something. This was a little sooner than we anticipated. It was an even bigger win than we anticipated. And I was just informed that we got double the number of votes that has ever been received in the great state of South Carolina. So,
yes, sir.
That's pretty good. So it's a record times two, and there's something going on in the country. Some really great things are going on. You look outside and you see all of the horror. You see millions and millions of people coming across the border illegally. We don't know where they come from.
Boo.
They come from jails. They come from prisons. They come from all sorts of places that we don't want to know. They come from mental institutions and insane asylums. And we don't want that in our country.
No, we don't.
We're not going to stand for it. We're not going to stand for it. You have terrorists coming in. You have people coming in that we just can't. We can't do this. No country could sustain what's happening to the United States of America. No.
True.
Country. So we're going to straighten things out. The border is the worst it's ever been. You know, in 2016 we won, and we had a bad border. And I talked about the border a lot. Talked about it a lot. And I said, we're going to fix it. We're going to fix it. We fixed it very quickly. And in 2020, we couldn't talk about it, although we did get millions of more votes a second time. But now there's a spirit that I have never seen. We ran two great races, but there's never been a spirit like this. And I just want to say that I have never seen the Republican Party so unified as it is right now.
It's about time.
And a big part of that is the people standing behind me.
So there you go. And I think if you listen to more of this clip, Benny, he had played on his show where the people were booing, but not booing Trump when he introduced Lindsey Graham. And I don't blame them for booing. He's the worst. Trump would get nearly 60%. In the decisive win, but the 40% received by Haley allowed her backers, many of them Democrats, to maintain that she is a viable candidate. Yes, sir, she is. When in reality, she's hanging around in the hope that one of the multiple lawfare cases, I don't even want to talk about that. So, let's listen. Do we even have the stomach to listen to what Nikki Fails means to have to say here? I mean, she's an idiot. She's a fool. Let's listen.
There are huge numbers of voters in our Republican primaries who are saying they want an alternative. I said earlier this week that no matter what happens in South Carolina, I would continue to run for president.
All right, I can't stomach her anymore. It's just like listening to what the cackling one. I can't even think of Hillary. I can't listen to her. I can't listen to Kamala. I can't listen to any of them. They. Anyway, I'm a woman of my word. I'm not giving up. Shut up. Shut up is what I have to say to you. In the next 10 days, 21 states and territories will speak. They have the right. I don't even want to read her quote. Let's skip past her. I can't listen to her anymore. So anyway, what do you think about that, folks? What do you think? I mean, need I ask the question, a serious question, if you were in this race, would you drop out? Well, I can answer that question. It depends on your motives. Her motive, she knows she can't win. Her motive is just to hang around and have Trump waste money. But speaking of that, I think she spent like $16 million and Trump only spent $1.4 million in South Carolina, and look what happened. So, yeah, she's hanging around like the article said, in hopes that one of these fake lawsuits could get Trump out of there. So, if something like that happened, in that case, I would like Vivek to reinstate his run and have him pick up the mantle. But yeah, that's all I got to really say on this. Let me know if you are a Nikki Haley fan. I'm just curious to know how many fans she has out there. Let me know why you're a fan. And I should reiterate, not Democrats. I'm not talking to Democrats. I'm talking to Republicans who are a fan of hers, even maybe independents. But yeah, they're few and far between is what I gotta say about that. Anyway, that's all I got for you. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Peace. Peace, peace, peace in the Middle East? Not yet. Peace is not happening in the Middle East, not as long as Biden's in there.